a word for you from Hebrews 11 verses 33 and 34, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. This is the caliber of the men and women of God that Hebrews 11 is speaking about. In fact, as we go to chapter 12, we realize this is the caliber of those in the great cloud of witnesses that you could say are observing us, or we should look to when we run our race of faith. Never underestimate the power of God. It's not that we do it. It's not even that our faith does it. But God is able to work as He pleases, and He wants us to trust Him fully so that it is a conquering faith. That's why Paul later on said, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. He also said, we go from victory to victory. And look at these men and women of God who through faith conquered kingdoms. You see, people like Daniel, they were able to endure many different kingdoms, most of them very despotic, very unfair, very unjust, but they conquered those kingdoms. God was with them. Are you able to live through the many things that God is doing? The kingdoms rise and fall, and even here in South Africa that is true. Are you on God's side so that you will endure, you will persevere, and you will shine like a star in this generation and the next generation and the next, not just of age, but of the various kingdoms that come and go? Look also, they obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. Obviously, they're referring to Daniel. They quenched the power of fire. The three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they escaped the edge of the sword. They were made strong out of weakness. These were not men and women who were strong in themselves. They weren't born with a nature that was just extrovert and very powerful, and that they were able to use the power of speech. God made them mighty. As it goes on to say, they became mighty. Are you part of this group of men and women of faith? Remember, these are the ones who are in the great cloud of witnesses. Let it not be that they rise up in judgment and condemn you one day.